是一个认识主耶稣基督的人。
The author of this song, he truly knows Jesus Christ.
他里面有一个深深的祷告，我想就是第一句话，他说：“愿你伟大，哦，主耶稣。”
This is his inmost prayer. That's in the first word. That is, be thou supreme, O Jesus Christ.
就像竹林弟兄他刚才讲到，当有弟兄两个年轻的弟兄，他呼召，他说：“耶稣是主，你愿意的时候，许多年轻的弟兄姊妹们，他们站出来一样。”
Just as our brother Julian just mentioned in that conference, when the two young brothers called out that whoever believes in Jesus Christ shall stand up, and we see our young brother and sister willing to stand up.
实在是认识主耶稣。
Truly, he knows Jesus Christ.
所以在第一段他就讲到说。他说信条话语虚拟属人的会属世的爱都不能与主耶稣之基督他自己来相比。
So in the first standard you see that he said if the word, the form, even the church cannot compare to Jesus Christ himself.
他也是一个认识和经历基督那十字架的爱并且真的是被他的爱所得着的一个人。
And this author, he truly knows the love of God on the cross, and he truly experienced it.
所以第二段他就讲到说，主的爱征服了他。
So in the second sentence you read, he said that love has conquered him.
然后讲到他愿意舍己来跟随主。
And he was willing to give himself to follow Jesus Christ.
他也认识他自己的腐败。
And he also known his own,
他也认识他肉体的软弱。
His own weakness in the flesh.
但他渴慕神的荣美。
But he desired for the beauty of the Lord.
所以第四、第五节他讲了他愿意在他那软弱的肉体里面能够来彰显基督的荣美。
So in the fourth verses he said, through his mortal flesh,He prayed that the Lord's splendor would shine.
他也愿意来侍奉神，一生来跟随。
And he's willing to serve the Lord and follow the Lord all his life.
让我这次的负担仍然是讲我们今年的主题的那个经文，就是哥罗西书二章第六节。
And today my burden is still to further share about the key verses for this year. That is the Colossians chapter 2 verse 6.
所以后面那里讲到遵他而行，我们知道在原文里面也有一个意思是讲到在他里面行走。
So it mentions that to obey him, but it also can be translated to walk in Christ.
好不好？在我们开始之前，我们再读几处的经文。
And we'll read some more verses.
我们看创世纪第一章二十六节，我们一起来念。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
创世纪第一章二十六节，我们一起来念。神说：“我们要照着我们的形象，照着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬一切的昆虫。”我们再看但以理书第四章
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 4
二十五节
Verse 25
但以理书第四章二十五节我们念后面的那一段后面的那一句就等
We'll read the second part of verse 25 only
等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权并要将国赐予谁就赐予谁然后我们再读两处我们很熟悉的经文我们看约翰福音
Let's also turn to Gospel of John
第一章十二节
Chapter 1 verse 12
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。最后，向我们读一处是诗篇四十二篇第一节。
Finally, we'll read Psalm 42, verse 1.
Psalm 42, verse 1.
Let's bow our head and pray. Lord, you created heaven and earth, and here we come to worship you. Thank you for giving us Jesus Christ to be our Savior. And here we worship and give you praise.
虽然我们肉眼不能看见你,
though you are invisible,
求你开我们心中的眼睛,
open our eyes and our heart,
让我们能够用心灵和诚实来敬拜你,
so that we may worship you in spirit and truth.
倒空我们,
empty us, Lord,
你也充满我们,
and fill us also, Lord.
主啊, 愿你的圣灵也自由地运行在这里,
and may your Holy Spirit freely move among us,
高我们的心,
anoint our heart,
滋润我们的心,
and nurture our heart,
让我们的心能够打开,
so that our heart is open toward you,
让我们的心能够成为好土, 来一起来领受从主你而来的话,
so our hearts are like the good soil, we can receive your word from you.
愿你也恩高为你做出口, 为你翻译的,
may you also anoint those who speak for you and translate for you.
让我们能够在一个灵里面能够把荣耀和颂赞都归给你,
so in one spirit we give you all the glory and praise.
我们这样的祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名,
and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们知道哥罗西书是使徒保罗在罗马监狱得了启示，然后写给哥罗西教会的一封书信。
As we know, the letter to the Colossians was written by Apostle Paul in the prison of Rome, and he revealed the divine revelation, and he wrote this letter to the Christians in Colossae.
他为福音的奥秘做了那带锁链的使者。
He said for the mystery of the gospel, he became ambassador in chains.
他也为耶稣基督被囚在罗马的监狱里。
And for the sake of Jesus Christ, he was imprisoned in Rome.
虽然他是在监狱里面，天确实向他是打开的。
Though he was in prison, but the heaven was opened for him.
当以巴弗从哥罗西千里迢迢来到罗马监狱，告诉使徒保罗哥罗西信徒们的情况、光景和问题的时候。
So when Epaphras traveled from Colossae to Rome and told Apostle Paul about the situations in the Colossian church,
保罗从天上得了启示，就写了这封书信给哥罗西的信徒。
And Paul received the divine revelation, so he wrote this letter to the Colossians.
为的是要劝勉他们，坚固他们。
To encourage them, to strengthen them.
虽然保罗是在监狱里面，
even though Paul was in prison,
我们在第一章一开始的时候，我们就看到保罗在那里是感谢神。
But you read from the beginning of chapter 1, he gave thanks.
我们主耶稣基督的父。
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然他从来没有去过哥罗西，从来没有见过在哥罗西那里的圣徒。
So he had never been to Colossae by himself, or he had seen anyone from there.
保罗在监狱里却常常为他们祷告。
But he continued to pray for them in the prison.
不住地为他们祷告。
He said he prayed for them without ceasing.
然后在一章十二节他又感恩了。
And in chapter 1 verse 16 again he gave thanks.
他说又感谢父神。为什么呢？
He said he gave thanks to Father God.
我们想在监狱里还不够黑暗吗？
And for what reason? Is it not dark enough in the prison cell?
神却让他看见他是与众圣徒，不单只是哥罗西的圣徒，他是在神那爱子那光明的国度里面。
But God opened his eyes to let him see that him with the Christians in Colossae, they are all in the kingdom of light.
在监狱里，不是在黑暗的权势里面吗？
Even though in the prison, it looks like he's under the power of the darkness.
但保罗确实看见他是已经出了黑暗，进入与众圣徒一起在光明中同得基业，并且进入那个爱子的国度。
But Paul can see that through the power of God, he has been transferred to the kingdom of the Son, and he will receive the inheritance from the Lord.
保罗是认识神的人。
Paul truly knows the Lord.
他认识那一位起初创造天地的神。
He knows the God who created heaven and earth in the beginning.
他认识那位照着神的形象来造人，那一位要赐福给人，让人管理海里的鱼、空中的飞鸟，还有地上的牲畜和全地的那一位神。
He knows God that created man in their image and according to their likeness and let man rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky and all the livestock and everything on earth.
所以宋尚杰弟兄他在讲这一段的时候，他就讲说神造人的旨意是要让神做海陆空三军大元帅。
And Brother Sung Sang Jie once said that the God's plan to create man is that the man become the marshal of the field and air and the sea.
因为我们看到这里是讲到有海里的鱼，是空中的鸟，还有陆地的一切。
Because here we read that they're to rule the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky and everything on the earth.
但可惜人是犯了罪，然后世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But pitifully, man sinned and they fall short of the glory of the Lord.
我们知道人离弃了神，然后要建立人的国度。
And man departed from God and they want to establish their own kingdom.
然后在人类漫长的历史里面，
In the long history of mankind,
我们看到一个帝国兴起，一个帝国衰败。
And we see these kingdoms, they rise and they fall.
然后我们读到但以理书的时候，但以理也得着启示，他讲到那一位至高者在人的国中掌权。
Just as we read in the book of Daniel received the revelation The Most High still rules over the realm of mankind.
所以保罗他也认识这一位掌权的神。
So Paul knows the God who is always in power.
保罗不单只认识神，他也认识神的爱子，就是耶稣基督。
Not only he knows God, he also knows the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
所以在罗马监狱里，保罗就得着那个更高的启示。
So Paul received more revelation while he was in the prison in Rome.
所以他看见了基督的超越。
And he saw the supremacy of Jesus Christ.
他看见爱子是那不能看见神之神的像。
And he realized that Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God.
是首先的。
The firstborn.
然后是在一切被造之前
，Before all creation，
万有都是靠他造的
，Everything was created by him，
都是借着他造的
，And through him，
又是为他造的
，And also for him，
而且万有也靠他而立
，And everything holds together because of him。
保罗也认识基督 道成肉身。
And Paul knows the Jesus Christ, his word become flesh.
他在十字架上为世人的罪，然后他为我们也成就了这个浩大的救恩。
And he died for us on the cross to save us.
就是那个福音。
And that is the gospel.
然后他也做了这个福音的执事。
And he became the minister for the gospel.
在罗马监狱的时候，天是向他打开。
So we see that the heaven was open for Paul and
he was in prison. 基督是教会的元首。
And he saw that Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
他是从死里首先复活的。
And he was the firstborn from the dead.
使他可以在凡事上居首位。
So that in everything he will claim the first place.
你知道居首位就是那个伟大，那个意思是一样的。
So here the word supremacy or the being a, have the first place, it means the same.
保罗也照着神给他的职分做了教会的执事。
And according to the stewardship God gave him, he is the minister of the church.
要把神的道传得全备。
And he will preach the gospel to completeness.
所以保罗也实在是为此劳苦。
And he struggled and labored for that purpose.
所以他在第二章第一节他也说，我愿你们晓得他为他你们就是哥罗西的圣徒老底家人他是怎么样的尽心竭力。
So that's why Paul mentioned in chapter 2 verse 1, I want you to know how great a struggle I have on your behalf and those in Laodicea.
然后在二章第六节保罗就在那里劝勉他们。保罗说，你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当在他里面行走。
Now come to chapter 2 verse 6. Paul encouraged them to, as they have received Jesus Christ, continue to walk in him.
在以前的信息里面，我提到哥罗西信徒他可以接受主耶稣基督，我们可以接受主耶稣基督，是因为有一个先给。
In my previous messages, I've mentioned the saints in Colossae and all we can receive Christ is because God has prepared the gift first.
因为有一个先给，我们才可以接受。没有给，我们就没有接受。
Because God took the first action to give, then we can receive. Otherwise, there's no acceptance.
所以知道，我们知道，在圣经里面，约翰福音三章十六节是讲到神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，是神给。
And it mentioned in the Bible, John 3:16, that for God so loved the world, He gave us one and only Son.
因为神给，所以哥罗西的信徒和我们才可以接受。
Because God gives, then the Colossian Christians and us, then we can receive.
最近读到马弟兄，马建元弟兄，他那个翻译版的时候，他讲到原文里面，希腊原文里面这个接受这个字，他的意思，他一个翻译，他说就是在旁边拿取，然后呢就带着。
And when I was using the tool that provided by Brother Ma to study these verses, I saw that this word receive in the original Greek text means take something from close by and then carry it with you.
好，我想有些基督徒是接受了主耶稣基督，但是呢他不一定带着。
Some of us believers indeed receive this, but they don't really carry it with them.
可能留在教会里，每个星期来一次，然后敬拜神。
So they just come every Sunday, then they leave Jesus Christ in the church.
有一些可能是带着，但是呢把它放在旁边。
Some of them may carry Christ, but they actually leave him aside.
我们仍然是随己意而行。
And we do everything as we wish.
然后等到把事情弄得一团糟了，然后我们又想起主来了。
And when we mess up, then we realize we need the Lord.
然后我们就说，主啊，帮助。
Then we cry out to him, help me, Lord.
像我不能不承认啊，我自己经常是这样。
And I have to admit, I am one of them too.
但神在他的怜悯和恩典里面，真的也是时常是帮助。
But God, in His mercy and grace, indeed, He still helps us.
实在愿神也是帮助我们，让我们不单只是带着，让我们常把主耶稣基督摆在我们的面前。
So may the Lord, may God help us that we not only carry Jesus Christ with us, we'll put Him in front of us.
我们也能有一个祷告，能够说是愿主为大，能够让主凡事居首位。
And we can also pray like that song says, let the Lord be the supreme, let Him have the first place.
然后也能够尊主而行。
And we will obey Him.
我们知道，当人给我们一份礼物的时候，我们就用手拿过来了。
And we know that when others give us a gift, we just reach out and get it.
所以我们是用手接受，所以接受呢，就是在旁边拿去。
And we extend our hand to receive the gift and to take it.
我们知道耶稣是在耶路撒冷，然后两千年前是吧，在那里被钉十字架，然后在那里他死复活升天。
We know that Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross 2,000 years ago. He died there and He resurrected and He ascended to heaven.
然后他也在那是成就了神永远的救恩。
And He fulfilled the eternal salvation of God.
但我们知道耶路撒冷离哥罗西是千里迢迢。
There's 1,000 miles between Jerusalem and Colossae.
那哥罗西的圣徒，哥罗西的信徒是怎么能够在旁边拿取这个上好的福音，这个全备的救恩呢？
Now, how can the believers in Colossae can take something that is close to them, the gospel?
我们又怎么能够在两千年后，在美国或者在中国，在旁边拿取也得到这样的救恩呢？
And how can we, 2,000 years later, either in China or here, that we can receive the gospel from nearby.
这就是哥罗西书第一章第六节那你所讲到的。他说这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长。
And this is what was described in chapter 1, verse 6, that the gospel has come to Colossae and also in the whole world, and it was bearing fruit and increasing.
保罗传福音。
Because Paul was preaching the gospel.
他在圣灵的引导下，从耶路撒冷传福音就到了以弗所。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he preached the gospel from Jerusalem all the way to
以弗所。
Ephesus.
以巴佛在以弗所，他听见了这福音的真道。
And then Epaphras, he heard the gospel while he was in Ephesus.
他就在旁边拿取。
And from close by, he can receive this gift.
然后他就接受了主耶稣基督。
And receive Jesus Christ.
以巴佛遵主而行。
And Epaphras, he followed the Lord's will.
他也传福音。
And he also preached the gospel.
他就回到他居住的地方，就是哥罗西。
He went back where he lived, which is Colossae.
然后哥罗西的圣徒就在那里可以在旁边拿去。
Now the believers in Colossae, now they can receive Jesus Christ from nearby.
他们就接受了主耶稣基督。
And now it's for their turn to receive Jesus Christ.
两千年来福音就是这样的传，然后就有人在旁边拿取领受了，他们又去传，又有别的人在旁边拿去。
And that is how the gospel spread it in all these 2,000 years in history. We see that people believe, people receive, and they tell others about it, and others also believe and receive.
感谢主，六月份我们知道在深圳传那传备福音的我们亲爱的吴浩弟兄，他回到我们当中了。
And we remember back in June, our brother Wu Hao was preaching the gospel in Shenzhen. He came back and visited us.
然后七月份，教会也有去台湾花莲的短宣。
And there was a short-term mission to Hualien in Taiwan in July.
还有 youth 参加 YCIA 还没有三个星期在
CYIA
sorry
and also some of our youth participated
三个星期那个传福音的事工
and also some of our youth participated in the three-week mission through CYIA
我们也知道在花莲台湾 Davina Teresa 也是从我们这里出去的他们也回来为我们都做了美好的见证。
And we remember that our sister Davina Teresa, they were serving in Hualien to preach gospel, and they came back and visit us and share their testimony.
八月初，我们的 VBS 那个主题也是宣道传福音。
And also, the theme of this year's VBS in the first part of August, the theme is mission.
我们也知道下个星期你可能很多人手上可能是拿到那个邀请的单子下个星期我们星期六教会有一个 picnic 我想我们的负担仍然是要传福音
And some of you may already have the invitation for our church picnic this coming Saturday and our burden is still to let people know the good news
我们要把福音带到这福音朋友们的旁边
And we'll bring the gospel to our friendsOr near us,
让他们可以在旁边拿取
so that from somewhere nearby they can receive.
他们可以接受主耶稣基督
They can receive Jesus Christ.
那什么是接受主耶稣基督呢
And what does it mean to receive Jesus Christ?
我们读到约翰福音一章十二节，那你就讲得很清楚。那说凡接待，那个接待就是接受，接受他。
And we have read it just in John chapter 1 verse 12 that for those who receive him to accept him
所以接受他就是用心来接受的
that is to receive him into your heart
然后后面他就解释说就是信他名的人
and those who believe in his name
然后讲到他就讲到耶稣基督他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女
And then him, which is Jesus Christ, who is Jesus Christ, will give him the right to become children of God.
然后继续他就讲到，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
For those, they are not born of flesh or blood or will of man, but they are born of the will of God.
因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
For God so loved the world that he gave him one and only son for whosoever believe in him should not perish but receive eternal life
那你那个永生是讲到那个永远的生命
And this here we're talking about the eternal life
那是从神而来的生命
And this life eternal life comes from God
那这是我们所知道也是我们所熟悉的
AndThese verses we know and we're familiar with it.
所以我们接受了主耶稣基督，基督就进到我们心里。
So as we receive Jesus Christ, He comes to stay in our heart.
这里是讲到基督在我们里面。
Here it mentions that Christ is in us.
但是如果你仔细来读我们这个二章第六节那里，你就发现那里是有一个问题的。
But if you read carefully chapter 2 verse 6, you might have a question.
因为我们讲到遵他而行是在他里面行走。
And now we see that it mentioned to walk in him or to live in him.
那接受是讲到基督在我们里面。
So the part of receiving is talking about Jesus comes into us.
那怎么我们又在基督里面呢？
And how can it be that we are in Him?
原来当我们接受耶稣的时候
So when we receive Jesus Christ
同时他也发生了一件事情
But another thing also happened at the same time
那件事情就是我们也信入了基督
So through the belief we also enter Jesus Christ
其实我们仔细来读约翰福音一章十二节的时候
If we read John chapter 1 verse 12 carefully
那你讲到接受他的就是信他名的 那个信，其实你看英文原文也是，他讲到是信入他名的。
So the translation says, for those who receive him and believe into his name.
所以是讲到信入，接受就是信入。
So here it mentions receiving, but it also mentions believing into.
所以我们知道信入他的名，我们也知道这个名不是一个空的名，不是一个虚的名。
And we know that believing into his name, this name is not an empty name.
它是有实际的。
And this,
它是有一个属灵的实际的。
And this name has its own spiritual reality.
同时，同样在三约翰福音三章十六节，他讲到一切信他的人，如果你仔细看，也是一切信入他的人。
So also in John 3:16, it mentions whosoever believes into him.
信入他的人就得永生。
Those who believe into Jesus Christ will receive eternal life.
所以我们看到，在神的话里面，我们看到接受和信入是一件事的两面。
So through the Word of God, we can see this is just two different perspectives at the same thing, receiving and
receiving. 就像一个硬币。它的两面一样。
Just like you pick up a coin, it has two sides.
我们知道那个相信是带着能力的。
And this belief, this faith has power.
它把我们从基督之外带进了基督里面。
It will bring us from outside Christ into Christ.
我们知道那里是有一个位置的移动。
And now your position, your statue has
changed. 就好像我原来是在那边的。那一个能力把我挪到这里来。
Just like I was outside, but this power moved me from outside to inside.
那个相信它是改变了我们的位置。
This act of belief changed our position.
改变了我们那个根基。
And changed our foundation.
也改变了我们那个源头。
And changed our sources.
那个相信将我们从那黑暗的权势里面迁入他那爱子光明的国度里。
And this belief freed us from the power of the darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
那个相信也让我们与基督那不能毁坏永远的生命连接在一起。
And this belief also connect us to the indestructible life, the power of Jesus Christ.
也启动了那个无穷生命的大能。
And it started that power of the eternal life.
好吧，我们一起来读以弗所书第一章。
Let us also turn to Ephesians chapter 1,
19和20节。
We'll read verse 19 and 20.
以弗所书第一章十九二十节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 and 20.
找到我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。我们知道当主耶稣在十字架上背负我们的罪，
We know that Jesus Christ, he carried our sins on the cross.
他被钉死在十字架上，
He was nailed on the cross.
他下到了阴间，也下到地狱。
He descended to the Hades.
他在那里三天三夜。
For 3 days and 3 nights.
所有阴间地府的权势。
All the power of the Hades.
所有黑暗的势力。
All the power of the darkness.
都聚集在一起。
They got together.
要把它关在下面。
They want to hold them there.
要把它拘禁在阴间。
They want to confine them in the Hades.
然而那无穷生命的大能，
But the power of the indestructible life.
那不能毁坏生命的大能。
The power of the indestructible life.
那在基督身上运行的大能大力。
The strength of God's power runs in Christ.
使他从死里复活。
Raise him from the dead.
因为他原不能被死拘禁。
Because it was impossible for the death to hold him there.
我们主耶稣不单只复活。
Not only our Lord raised from dead.
他也升天。
And he ascended to heaven.
一直升入高天。
He ascended to the most high.
升到神宝座的右边。
To the right hand side of the God's throne.
远超过一切执政的。掌权的有能的
way above all powers and rulers and authorities and dominions
主治的和一切有名的不单只是今世的连来世的也都超过
not only of this age but also of the future
是在愿圣灵来照明我们心中的眼睛
may the Holy Spirit open our eyes in our heart
让我们真知道
So that we will truly know
他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大
That surpassing greatness of, his, of God's power toward us who believe
在英国的历史上有一个很坏的红衣大主教
And in the history of in the English historyit was recorded a cardinal. He was very evil.
然后他在泰晤士河的旁边为他自己造了一座花园。
By the riverbank of Thames, he made a garden for himself.
然后是很漂亮的花园。
It was a beautiful garden.
然后后来英国历史就到了那个一个可能是最残暴的一个君王叫做亨利八世。
And we know Also, when Henry VIII, a cruel king, when he came into power,
然后这个红衣主教就邀请亨利八世去参观他的花园。
So then the cardinal invited the king Henry VIII to his garden.
参观完了，亨利八世就对主教说：“你这么漂亮的花园，只配作为国王的花园。”
And after that, Henry VIII says. This is such a beautiful garden, and it's only worthy of a royal entity.
然后不久，这个红衣主教就很自愿的就把这个花园献给了国王。
So shortly after that, the cardinal had to give the garden to the king.
然后大概在那个时候，那个花园他们就在那种了一棵葡萄树。
And in the garden, and they planted a vine.
然后那葡萄树长得很好。每年开花结果。
In the beginning, it was doing well. Every year, it bloomed and it bare fruit.
然后好多好多年过去了。
And just like this, several years went by.
Many years.
Many years went by.
然后到后来，这个葡萄树就只开花不结果。
But after that, it changed that this vine only blooms, but it never.Bears fruit.
然后他们就把那个葡萄专家、植物学家，他们就找过来。
And they, so then they have to ask an expert to come and look at this wine.
然后他们就看了，他们也找不出原因，最后说，可能这葡萄树太老了。
They looked at it and then they studied and they could not find a reason why it did not bear fruit. So they give a reason. Maybe it's just becoming too old.
那本来不结果，那么就要把它弄掉，去。
Since it no longer bear fruit, they decided they may want to just cut it down.
啊 ，no， 本来是要这样做。
They planned an original plan was to cut it down.
但后来这个英国人他喜欢这个古董，他说这是活文物，那就留下来。
But there's some other people who thought that this is a living history and they should not just get rid of it. So they left it.
然后又过了好长时间。
And many years went by.
他们说这个到这个二十世纪初的时候。
At the beginning of the 20th century.
然后哎，有一年这个葡萄树开花了，然后啊，然后但它不单只开花，然后又结果，然后又结了，哇，又大又甜的那个葡萄。
So in one year, all of a sudden, this wine bloomed beautifully and started to bear fruit. And this is not just ordinary fruit. This is big and very sweet fruit.
然后他们又去把植物这个葡萄专家找过来。
Now this time the expert came to look at again.
然后他看了之后，他又说：“哎呀，这个可能这个是他快死了，这个回光返照。”
They studied and looked at it and they thought, oh, there's, maybe this is just the, this wine's last struggle for life before its final demise.
哎，没想到第二年这个又开花，又结那么大又甜的果子。
But the year after that, the wine still bloomed and bore fruit.
然后第三年又是这样。
And the second year, it just went out like that.
然后一直就这样，一直到。到他们说一直三几年的时候，然后有一个挖犁船，他们在泰晤士河那里挖。
And it continued to bear fruit. And then in 1930s, there was a dredger working in the by the.
然后挖着挖着，他就给卡住了。
And it was stuck.
那好不容易出来，然后他就哦，就是给根给卡住了，然后他就找出一些根出来。
And then they figured out it was stuck by some roots.
然后他们就把那些根拿去给那个植物学家看。
And they took some samples and they give to the expert.
然后他们一看，他就认出来，这个根就是那棵葡萄树的根。
And then they finally realized, actually, these are the roots from that wine.
原来当那棵葡萄树的根探入到泰晤士河的时候，他的生命就完全改变。
So people realize actually when the roots of the wine reaches the water of the River Thames, the life changed. Its life changed.
好像有返老还童。
And that is looks like it gives it a rebirth.
又年轻了一样。
It becomes alive again.
然后又结果累累。
And it can bear fruit again.
当我们信入基督的时候。
If you believe into Jesus Christ,
我们就与那一个生命的泉源、生命的源头连在一起。
You are connected to the source of the life.
愿我们能够在它里面能够生根建造，也能够结果累累。
Let us be rooted and built up in Him and bear fruit.
我想时间的关系，我只能简单的提一下第二、第三点。我们知道，在哥罗西书一章十四节那里讲到，我们在爱子。就是神的爱子耶稣基督里是得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Because of time constraint, I'll briefly mention the second and third point. And in Colossians 1:14, it says that in Jesus Christ, our sins were forgiven.
然后在一章二十七节，他那里又讲到基督在我们里面成了荣耀的盼望。
And also in chapter 1:27, it says. Jesus Christ is the hope of the glory in us.
所以一章十四节是讲到我们在基督里。
Chapter 1 verse 14 says we are in Christ Jesus.
然后刚才读的二十七节是讲到基督在我们里面。
And in verse 27 says Christ in us.
所以怎么样来理解这一个呢？
How do we interpret that?
最形象的一个解释，我想就是最后我们要唱的那首诗歌，那里是235首呼出和吸入，那里所讲的。
I will sing a song which might give the best analogy to this. It says breathing in and breathing out.
我们知道诗歌的作者是 A.B. Simpson， 他是一位神所大用的仆人。
And this song was written by A.B. Simpson. He was a great servant of God.
A.B. Simpson 就用空气来解释我们在基督里和基督在我们里。
A.D. Simpson here used the air as an analogy to explain the relationship between us and Christ.
我们知道我们在空气里。
We know that we're surrounded by air.
我想从大陆来的伯父伯母来到美国都说美国的空气好。
And I've heard many elders from the China, they came here, they mentioned the air here is fresher.
我想现在我们去哪里买东西很容易都买到那个是中国制造 ,made in China.
Oftentimes when we go shopping, we can find stuff that was made in China.
但美国人担心了他说哎呦空气可千万不要 made in China.
And some Americans joke that we don't want air made in China.
我们知道我们在空气里。
We know that we live in the air.
我们吸气空气就进到我们里面。
We breathe in and the air come into us.
我们知道我们要吸新鲜的空气。
We want to breathe in fresh air.
那空气进到我们里面，所以也在我们里面。
Now the air comes in and the air is in us.
是吧？要是空气不在里面，那我们知道我们就完蛋。
If you don't have any air in you, you will die.
哥罗西书三章第四节那里讲到，基督是我们的生命。
And in Colossians chapter 3 verse 4 it says Christ.Is our life.
基督不单只是我们的生命。
Not only Christ is our life.
基督也是我们这一个因信而得着的这个永远的生命，属灵的生命的所赖以生存的那个环境，那个空气。
And Christ himself is that spiritual air that our eternal life is totally dependent on to function.
所以在三章十一节哥罗西书那里保罗就讲到基督是一切又在一切之中。
That's why Paul mentioned in the Colossians chapter 3 that Christ is all and he's in all.
我想这个夏天实在是很炎热的一个夏天。
And this summer has been a very hot one.
在外面待一会儿我们就很难受也很烦躁。
If you stay outside for a while, you might feel uncomfortable.
然后我想火气也很容易上来。
And you may become short-tempered.
我记得可能是六月份可能是这个夏天最热的一天100多度。
I remember one of the hottest days in summer and temperature was over 100 degrees.
然后我要在因为我们要卖房子所以要在那个旧家那个 yard work, 要去做那个 yard work。
So because we're selling our own house, I had to go there to do the yard work.
然后哎呀坐一会儿就满身大汗。
And I sweated a lot while I was working the yard.
然后就湿漉漉的很辛苦。
It was felt very sticky and it was hard work.
也做得很痛苦。
And it was all the pain too.
但是要是一进到那个空调房子里面哎呀就觉得很舒服。
But then you enter the house, it was air conditioned, you feel much more comfortable.
然后这个烦躁也那个火气也没有了。
And the frustration and then short temper start to disappear.
那一天是特别喜欢做这个室内的清洁。
And that day, I desired to do the cleaning inside the house.
在里面这个汗很快就干了。
And then the sweat starts to dry out.
在里面做也不出汗。
And you won't sweat much when you work inside the house.
哎，那时候忽然有一个念头。
And a thought came to me.
哎，然后说，在基督里，这不是就像在那个空调里面吗
？I say, is it like just like in Christ? It's like you are in an air-conditioned room.
我想多少的时候，我们行事为人，不在基督里面。那我们就很容易烦躁，很容易难过，也很容易上火。
Oftentimes when we live our life not in Christ, we experience frustration, we experience anger.
侍奉也是这样。
And that is how so is serving the Lord.
当我们不在基督里面侍奉的时候，我想我们是汗流浃背。
And if we don't serve the Lord in Him, we will sweat a lot.
也许也做得很痛苦。
And we probably have great pain.
我们记得旧约的祭司，他侍奉的时候是不能出汗的。
And we remember in the Old Testament, those priests, when they served, they should not sweat.
实在愿神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
当我们不在基督里面行事为人的时候，
And if we don't act and live in Christ.
不在基督里面侍奉的时候，
And when we don't serve him in Christ.
就求神来借着这些难过，借着这些烦躁来提醒我们，让我们赶快要回到基督里面。
May the Lord use the difficulty and the frustration remind us that we need to quickly come back to Christ.
我们要回到神的面前。
We shall return into him.
若我们住在基督里， 外面虽然很炎热，
If we dwell in Christ, even though it may be very hot outside,
我们乃是在空调的房间。
We are staying in a spiritually air-conditioned room.
这是保罗的秘诀。
And that is Paul's secret.
他身在监狱里。
He physically was in prison.
但他却住在基督里。
But he, spiritually, he dwells in Jesus Christ.
他在基督里面行走。
And he walks in Christ.
所以他能够感恩。
That's why he can give thanks.
他能够感谢神。
He can give thanks to God.
他能够为别人祷告。
And he can pray for others.
为别人求。
And intercede for them.
不为自己求。
And not to just pray for himself.
当我们不在基督里的时候，
But if we're not in Christ,
我们就暴露在仇敌魔鬼的攻击下面。
We expose ourselves to the attacks of the enemy.
我们知道仇敌魔鬼是如同那吼叫的豺狼。
You know that our enemy, the devil, he's like a roaring lion.
Wolf.
A wolf.
到处寻找可吞吃的。
And they look for something to devour.
那个就是诗篇42篇第一节。讲到的那个鹿的那个背景。
That was the picture we see in Psalm 42 verse 1.
那只鹿渴慕溪水，不是因为干渴的原因。
That the deer pants for water not because of the thirstiness.
乃是因为那只鹿被豺狼追杀。
Because that deer was chased by wolf pack.
在以色列，我们知道都是很干燥很炎热的。
We know that typically it was hot and it's hot and dry in Israel.
然后那个鹿的仇敌就是豺狼。
The enemy of the deer, of course, is the wolf pack.
它的鼻，豺狼的那个鼻子嗅觉很灵敏。
And they have a good sense of scent.
它能闻到那个鹿的味道。
They can smell the scent of the deer.
当豺狼靠近鹿的时候，鹿它知道豺狼来了，鹿就跑。
When the wolf pack closed in and the deer felt it, so deer started to run.
鹿一跑，它就出汗。
But when you run, when it run, it also sweat.
然后它的味道就更大。
And scent only becomes stronger.
所以那个狼很容易就跟着那个味道就追。
So it is easier for the wolf pack to trace the deer just smell the scent.
这个时候，鹿最渴慕的就是溪水。
And that is the moment that the deer panted for the water, the stream of water.
鹿赶快就往溪水边跑。
The deer will run toward the stream.
然后它就跳到溪水中。
And the deer will submerge itself in the water.
它就进到水里面。
And under the water,
豺狼只能追到那个溪水边。
Because the deer's in water, the wolf pack have to stop by the river, by the stream.
鹿进入那个清水的里面，它很凉爽，它很舒服。
Because in the cool, clear water, the deer feel comfortable.
然后它起来以后，它的汗也没有了，它的气味也没有了，豺狼也追不到它。
And when it comes out of the water, and the scent and the sweat, they all disappear. And then the wolf will not be able to trace the deer anymore.
当我们不在基督里面的时候，
If we are not in Christ,
我们就在罪的辖制下面。
And we will be under the control of sin.
我们很容易就在我们的性子的那些追杀的下面。
We are chased by the
脾气。
Oh, we're chased by our own, we're under the influence of our own temper.
那个时候我们要记得，如鹿渴慕溪水。
So remember this, just like a deer pants for the water.
我们要回到基督里。
We should come back into the Lord.
我们要 住在基督里，在基督里面行走。
And dwell in the Christ, dwell in Christ, and live in Christ, and walk in Him.
好，我们一起低头，一起祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你，你为我们成就了何等大的救恩。
We give you thanks, for you have fulfilled a great salvation for us.
我们感谢神，你把你的爱子赐给我们。让我们凡相信的就能够得着永生。
Thank you for giving us your beloved son. So we who believe into him, we should receive this eternal life.
神啊，求你来真是照明我们心中的眼睛。
God, may you open our heart and our eyes and our heart.
让我们能够认识基督，认识那像我们所信的人所显的那个能力是何等的浩大。
Help us to know Christ and to know the surpassing greatness of your power toward us who believe.
帮助我们，让我们能够真实的行走在基督的里面。
Help us so that we truly walk in Christ.
让我们能够住在基督里面。
And that we live in Him.
赦免我们，多少的时候我们实在是在基督的外来行事为人。
Forgive us, for oftentimes we live outside Christ.
在你的恩典里面，主啊，愿你来帮助我们，在你的恩典里面来提醒我们。
In your grace, Lord, help us and remind us.
也在你的恩典里面，真是保守我们，藏在主，藏在基督里，藏在你的爱里面。
Keep us in Christ in your grace and mercy.
也帮助我们，让我们无论是在行事为人，在侍奉的时候，真是与你能够联络的合适。
Help us, Lord, when we act, when we speak, when we serve, we are connected to you.
好让我们真是能够活在你的面前，蒙主陶足你自己的喜悦。
And may we live.Before you, and may we live a life that pleases you.
谢谢你，求你这样，谢谢你也保守我们。我们这样祷告祈求，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you for keeping us, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
都知道圣经里也告诉我们，一棵树要按时候结果。